I'm Michelle O'Neill, WVIK News, Quad Cities, NPR. An actor known for playing a postman on the TV show Cheers will remind manufacturers why they are essential. Next week, John Ratzenberger will be the keynote speaker at the first Midwest Manufacturing Business Conference in Bettendorf. Ratzenberger also hosted the Travel Channel program Made in America and wrote a book that honors U.S. workers and their skills.
Hey, guys, I'm off to Atlantic City.
All those Japanese that say we've lost our ingenuity and the ability to get the job done ought to come to Cheers and have a gander at Sam Malone.
While John Ratzenberger's voice as the know-it-all Cliff Clavin is familiar to older people, a younger crowd will recognize the actor's voice from Pixar movies.
Behold the Underminer!
All right, nobody look till I get my cork back in.
Abominable! Can you believe that? Do I look abominable to you?
Don't worry about it, kid. It's the least I could do. After all, Gas Can is my middle name.
Those who attend the Midwest Manufacturing Business Conference will hear the voice of Ratzenberger himself, the carpenter turned actor, who says most parents don't teach their children basic skills.
If someone grows up not being able to read a ruler or thread a needle, that person cannot be trained in all the essential skills that are needed, like heavy equipment operators or diesel mechanics or airplane engine mechanics. And the average age of all those people now is right around 59 years old. So once they're gone, we're in kind of a big trouble.
The native of Bridgeport, Connecticut says television and movies portray factories as dirty and dangerous, but that's no longer true. And Ratzenberger wants the whole country to know manufacturing jobs are safe and pay very well. Skilled workers are also in high demand.
But imagine if we ran out of plumbers and electricians, truck drivers, and the people that are essential to the running of civilization. So I just remind people that are in manufacturing that they're the reason the rest of us can do what we do. And that's the most important job. Could you, imagine a doctor doing surgery without a scalpel? What's he going to use, the edge of a tin can? No, someone has to manufacture that scalpel. And all the equipment in that operating room, the oxygen, the overhead lights, everything has to be manufactured. So that's why manufacturing always comes first in the list of important things.
Besides changing perceptions about manufacturing, Ratzenberger says public schools should teach students the skills they need to succeed in the industry. I'm Michelle O'Neill.
I've been all over this great country, small towns and big cities, visiting factories and workshops, searching for the soul of America. And you know what? I found it everywhere. So sit back and relax, because we've got it made in America.
The Midwest Manufacturing Business Conference will be held Monday and Tuesday at the Waterfront Convention Center in Bettendorf. Its sponsors include Chicago Tube and Iron, plus the University of Iowa Tippie College of Business. You can listen to the entire interview with Ratzenberger at wvik.org.